Good afternoon. Today is Monday, September 8th, 2014, and it is 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening live with Jamie Pfeffer and Uplift. Jamie is here to help inspire others and help you increase the joy in your life. She is eager to share her tools and techniques, and I know she has a very wonderful show for you today with a wonderful guest. So without further ado, I give you your host, Jamie Pfeffer.
Thank you, Courtney. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jamie Pfeffer, and I'm so grateful to have you with me here today. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the archive. I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and how excited I am to have you on this journey with me and for me to be on this journey with you. It really says a lot if you're listening to the show about how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your life and the fact that you want more out of your life and you're willing to put the time in to get it. So kudos to you. Thank you for being here with me today. And I'm so excited to do today's show because the topic is one that was probably the most popular topic, one of two, from my class, Uplift, which is based on my book of the same name. And also, I did something on Facebook with this earlier this year and just kind of threw it out there, and it got a pretty big following organically, and people just jumped on board and were really eager to find out more. So I'm thrilled to have this platform to share it with even more people. And the thing that we're going to be talking about today is decluttering, clearing clutter to clear your mind. And it's always such a really powerful practice. I'm so fortunate to, like I said, have the chance to watch my students go through this type of thing. And then just on Facebook, various people signed up. I did a 9-day clutter clearing challenge earlier this year. I think it was right before the summer started. And it was amazing. I mean, it's amazing the transformation that happens when you start to free things out of your physical environment and just to see what happens personally. So I'm really, really excited about that. Before I jump into the topic, I wanted to just make a couple announcements. And the first is that I recently put out my first audio meditation. And the meditation is for visualizing. And I've had some really, really awesome reviews on it and just great feedback, people that are new to meditation, people that have never done meditation before, and really just excited about it. And it's designed as a morning meditation, and it's really designed for you to step into the power in your life and start creating the kind of life that you want and that, you know, the life of your dreams, and to really start doing that today, to just do it day by day. If you're new to me and my teachings, you may not know this, but for years I suffered with just a lot of anxiety and depression. And when I say anxiety and depression, you know, what I'm finding is not a lot of people relate to those words. You know, some people do, but the people that don't, you know, it maybe if it was never diagnosed, or maybe you don't even have it. But, you know, I'm talking about things that I think everybody experiences, which is, you know, worry, fears, stress, sadness, grief, different things like that. And, you know, while I did have some happiness in my life and some joy, I talked about this during the last show, the majority of my life was not happy or joyful. And over the last 3 years, I've just had a radical transformation in my life. And I'm really happy to report that the flip side is true. You know, there's still bumps in the road, but they're so much less frequent, and I really feel like I'm living the life of my dreams and doing things, you know, like this radio show. It's just amazing. 9 months ago, I was, you know, a stay-at-home mom and didn't have any of this stuff going on, and now I'm writing books. And you know, being a stay-at-home mom is wonderful. If that's what, you know, that wasn't my dream life. That was just what I was doing. But, you know, there's a way to be a stay-at-home mom and have a life of your dreams that way. So, you know, maybe it's doing certain things with your kids or whatever it is. So whatever your dreams are, I guess my whole message is, you know, I do believe that we all have the power to step into this type of life. And I haven't done it with any, you know, well, I'll say maybe a little bit of magic, but it's magic that's accessible to everyone out there. And my book and this show and my class really break down the principles and the tools and the practices that I discovered as I went through this transformation and started to see more joy in my life. And it's just broken down into kind of a weekly theme. So, and it's practical, easy, most of the time, things that anybody can do. You know, if you can read and you can write, you can do it. So clutter clearing or releasing is one of these things. And I do a whole week on it in my class. And like I said, it's extremely popular. And I think people are just shocked at how easy clutter clearing can be, because I think that a lot of times it's like, I don't want to tackle this huge project. And I've really found a way and shown my students and other people, clients, a way to do it where it isn't this huge, insurmountable, you know, day or weeks long 24/7 event that you're doing. So, and also, you know, ways to infuse fun into it. So I look forward to getting into that later in the show. And the thing that I wanted to talk about is the visualization meditation. You know, part of getting rid of the clutter is clearing your environment and clearing your mind so that you can start planting these seeds of your dreams and you can start visualizing what it is that you want in your life. You know, a lot of people, not that they don't want to, but they might just not think about taking the time to do that. And I know for me that was definitely true before I had this transformation. I didn't really ever sit down and look at, you know, what do my dreams look like? I really kind of packed my dreams away, I think, maybe in my teen years, maybe even, you know, shortly after that, and really hadn't looked at them. And it's really powerful to start to do that again. So I would love to give you the meditation. You can access it on my website, jamiepfeffer.com. And I'm actually in the process of securing another domain name that's a little bit easier so I don't have to spell it out every time. But for right now, it's jamiepfeffer.com, and that's J-A-I-M as in Mary, E, P as in Paul, F-E, F-F as in Frank, E-R.com. And you can sign up for the meditation there. It will be sent to you immediately, and you can start visualizing your day every morning. And if you aren't familiar with meditation, while you're on my site, go to the radio show archives and check out my last episode, which was 2 weeks ago. I talked about some of the benefits of meditation. And coming up soon, the next show or the one thereafter, I'm going to dive in deeper in the meditation, and I'm also going to be doing a class on JAM, which are the three elements that I talked about on last month's show, and also got just wonderful, wonderful feedback from people that are incorporating those practices into their lives. So I'm just so happy to all of you that are listening and anyone that has tried anything or even just listening or listening today, I welcome you, and I'm very excited to have you with me. My other announcement is that my staff and I are putting the finishing touches on the Uplift Tribe, and this is going to be our membership group where members will get exclusive access to daily affirmations, and there's a bunch of different things, discounts on my classes, discounts on my retreats, a monthly coaching call with me, that's an hour every month. And the big one is my new e-course. It's a 4-week course, and it's called Getting Unstuck, Going from Chaos to Confidence and Clarity. So I am really excited to bring that out to the masses. That will be probably within the next couple weeks, that will go live. And if you're on my newsletter, you will stay up to date on that. But what I'm excited to share with you today is that for anyone listening, I would like to open up a contest, and I will do this later and tell you what the parameters are. But I want to open up a contest where it's having something to do with decluttering, that if you'd like to enter, you can enter to win a free 3-month membership to the Uplift Tribe. So I will bring that up a little bit later in the show. So today's show, very powerful on clutter clearing. And as I'm sitting here today, I'm sitting and it's a beautiful day in Michigan, really sunny and just gorgeous, you know, big puffy clouds. And I'm sitting here and I have this beautiful bouquet of pink and red roses. And I love having fresh flowers in my house. This is something that I decided to do. I think it's probably been somewhere between a year and 18 months. And, you know, again, it's one of these practices that I talk about in my book, Uplift, that it's important to me, and I get fresh flowers at my house twice a week. So it's kind of on a rotating schedule, Mondays and then Thursdays. So there's always fresh flowers. There's usually two bouquets of fresh flowers. And it's just one of those things that's really important to me. And I like to take some of them and put them in little bud vases around the house. And I just like to surround myself with that type of real beauty. So I'm sitting here and I have these flowers close to me. It's important to me to look at beautiful things and I love smelling them. But I want you to imagine, you know, what would happen if I just decided that I wasn't going to get rid of these flowers when they started to wilt and die. So every Monday and Thursday, new flowers are brought in. It's kind of one of the bouquets usually goes out on Monday and a new one comes in. And then on Thursday, the other one goes out and a new one comes in. So, you know, what would it look like if I just stopped doing that? But I kept bringing in the fresh flowers every Monday and Thursday. And chose not to get rid of any of the old ones. I don't think it would be a very nice scene in my house. You know, obviously flowers have not a very long shelf life. And the reason that I bring up this analogy is that that's kind of what happens when we bring new things into our house but don't let the old things go. So I was thinking about, you know, just clutter clearing. And you know, the reason that I did this show today is that I have certain times in my life that I can feel energy, and I can tell, well, every day I can feel energy, but I have certain times in my life that I do clutter clearing. And I do it, you know, some things are monthly, some things are daily, some things I do twice a day, and some things I do quarterly. Sometimes I, you know, some things I do yearly. I think the big one that everybody probably identifies with is spring cleaning. And, you know, I think there's a reason that spring cleaning is still around and that people still do it. It's because, you know, everything is energy. Everything in our environment is composed of energy. And, you know, flowers is a really good example. If, you know, if you're listening and you're like, oh, well, nobody would do that, you know, because they're just wilting. And, I mean, I've definitely fallen into, you know, putting a bouquet somewhere that maybe I don't normally go to in my house and then coming back and seeing that it's dead, you know. But flowers are an easy one because they, you know, they go bad pretty quickly. But that's what happens when we bring in new things in our life and we don't release these things. So I wanted to talk about this topic today because I think it's so common. And I think that's why so many people resonated with it in my class and just in this Facebook group. I mean, it was like overwhelming the people for me when I hadn't been posting for that long and I was just like, wow, I really hit something here, you know. And I mean, just the shows, there's, you know, Oprah's got people that are talking about it and, you know, Dr. Phil and whoever it is, it's because it's part of our human nature that you know, there's the law of circulation, and we have to be constantly letting go of things that are no longer serving us. Because if we don't do that, you know, if you take my analogy of the flowers, like I have this beautiful kitchen. We moved into this house, and we've been here for almost 2 years, and the kitchen is just spectacular. It's got just this gorgeous granite. I mean, they really went all out. The cabinets are gorgeous. There's just special, like, wood detail and scroll work. And, you know, imagine what would happen if I just brought in things. I mean, actually, I have a picture in my head right now. When we first moved in, I actually got sick on the weekend that we moved in, and we had movers, and they put all the boxes in the kitchen on all of the counters. And I was sick. I literally was in bed and sleeping for like 24 hours. So when I woke up, there were boxes like everywhere. And the last time I had seen the kitchen was before the move, when there was really no furniture here. So, you know, obviously I'm not going to leave that stuff out. It's going to cover up all of the beauty of the kitchen. And I think what happens with human beings is we amass stuff. And I mean, we're all busy people. You know, we have these wonderful lives, and we're all doing our best to just treat ourselves best and be the best parents and the best wife or husband and mother or father or daughter or student or whatever it is. And, you know, things just come in, and it's like, oh, well, I'll just deal with this later. Or, you know, it is something new that you really want, but it's like, you know, do I need it? Or if it is, you know, Christmas or the holidays is another great one. Birthdays, you know, especially if you have kids. I mean, I have two young kids, and for birthdays and Christmas, it's like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? You know, it's great. I love the gift, but what am I going to do with all this stuff? And, you know, I have some ideas that I can share with you later on in the show of how I've managed to keep it under control, because, you know, clutter weighs us down. And it really is unnecessary stress. But the bright side is it's easy to get rid of it. It's, you know, I'm not going to say that you're going to be able to, if you've amassed a ton of it, that it's going to be easy and you can snap your fingers and it's going to be gone. But the good thing is that there are ways to cut it down. There are things you can do to be proactive in terms of clutter. I know for me, when the mail comes in, I don't let the pile of mail sit there. I immediately go through it, and I separate the junk, and we have a recycling bin right on the inside of one of our kitchen islands, and I just immediately do it. And then it's like, okay, these are the things that I need to look at. These are the things my husband needs to look at. And then when we moved in, I put up a kind of a file holder. You know, I picked a central location. We have a little desk that's actually part of the kitchen, like built in, and the stuff goes in the two file bin, like right away. That's what I do every day. So that's an example of clutter clearing every day for me. You know, quarterly, and I think it's great if you live in Michigan, because with the seasons, you're almost forced to, because you can't wear the same clothes all year round. And for me, when I'm swapping out my clothes, I don't keep everything for all four seasons in my closet at one time. So when I'm swapping out my clothes, I use that as a time right there. I have an extra bag for donations, and I just start putting it in the bag. So I am very, very excited to share more about it. And, you know, when clients come to me and they're feeling unfocused or kind of like all over the place, or they're not clear, or they're feeling overwhelmed, one of the first things I say to them is, you know, what is your living space like? What does your living space look like? You know, what does your car look like? What does the interior of your car look like? What does the interior of your purse look like? And this isn't to cause any shame or that it should be spotless by any means. That's definitely not the case. But I will say, one of the quickest and easiest ways to clear your mind and to really get out from that feeling of just being weighted down and overwhelmed is to, like, clean out one drawer, which sounds nuts, but I've done it myself many times. I've given that little piece of homework to other people, and they've had great success. you don't have, you know, I would say clean out your closet if you can, or, you know, clean out your car if you can. But if you don't have 2 or 3 hours or a half a day or whatever it is, just doing something will help. The more that you do, the more that you're going to clear away. But, you know, like I said, and if it's very daunting to you, and if you're someone that has a hard time starting new projects or finishing, just set a really simple goal that you're just going to do one small thing. And trust me, things will start to open up. And once you set that small goal and you do that one small thing, I think that you're going to find that doing it again, you're going to start to feel your sense of self-esteem go up. And you're probably going to look forward to clearing clutter more often, which, you know, I'm sure there are some of you that are laughing. You know, there's probably some of you that are like, oh, my gosh, I hate cleaning, you know, or I hate doing this type of thing. And, you know, I think that's great that you have that awareness. I definitely didn't always like doing this type of thing. And I think the reason that I like it so much now and that I do it so often is because it feels really good. Like I said, I feel things in my body. And I can tell. I mean, it's really subtle. If there's anyone on that's listening, if you're empathic or a highly sensitive person, I'm sure you can relate to what I'm saying. If you can tell when there's little subtle changes in your environment, I just have this, like, internal barometer, and it's like I literally just wake up, and it's like, I got to clean the clutter today, you know, and it just so happens that it ends up being, you know, quarterly, yearly, monthly, or daily. If you're not like that, that's okay. You know, the good thing is that there are ways to get around it. You can hire someone. I mean, there are tons of businesses now that would love to have your business of clearing your clutter, you know? So if you have the money and you want to hire someone, and I'm sure there's people at several varying price points wherever you live, it's a big thing because it's a healthy, positive thing to clear clutter, and I'm thrilled that there are, you know, more of this type of business popping up everywhere. And, you know, if it's not your expertise and you hate it, I really use a montage that I learned from Jerry Hicks, which is, if it's not fun, hire it done. And I try to do that in my life as much as I can so that I can spend my time doing the things that bring me joy. Another reason that I like to clear clutter is because every time I clear clutter, it makes way for new, amazing things to come into my life. And I've done this many times. I did it many times growing up. You know, I'm really fortunate to have a mom who's awesome. Hi, Mom. And she did this naturally. And, you know, as a mother, I think that a lot of mothers just do this. You know, we're often the caretaker, the nurturer. And, you know, if there's dads out there that are doing it, great. You know, I think my dad probably was more likely to do it with the outside stuff, the landscaping and things like that. But, you know, whichever it is, it's awesome that our parents do this and that they keep our environment clear for us when we can't do it as children, you know? Because, like I said, everything has energy. So with the flowers, you know, it's easy to tell with that one. You know, we know that flowers are living and then they're cut, and okay, that has energy. But, you know, did you know that your nightstand and your bed and your desk and your coffee cup and, you know, the 50 paper clips that are in your junk drawer and the push pins and the extra whatever it is that you have, you know, the stack of 300 business cards that are in your bureau or whatever it is, you know, leftover makeup that's in your bathroom, all of this stuff is energy. And when we have this much, when it becomes too much energy in our living space, it blocks the flow. It blocks our flow inside of our body, flow of energy in our home. And clearing the extra stuff out really helps to open up that flow. And you know, when you clear things from inside you, and I can talk about things that, you know, I'm not necessarily always talking about physical clutter on this show either, or just in general in terms of talking about clearing clutter. There are other forms of clutter. There are, you know, there's mental and emotional clutter. There's psychic clutter. And there are things that you can do. I mean, you know, I know when I did the 9-day clutter clearing challenge on Facebook and on my website, we were doing email boxes. You know, do you have somebody had upwards of 1,000 spam messages. You know, that's getting rid of clutter, and that's a relatively easy one. If you don't have a lot of time, you can go in and click select all, and that's like 1,000 things that if you have 1,000 spam messages in your box, that's 1,000 items that all have energy. You know, and it's not that we need to get rid of everything in our environment. You know, I like to have things in my house. I have, you know, creature comforts, and this isn't about getting rid of anything that you use or anything that you, you know, love or will use. I like to use a guideline of, you know, if it isn't something seasonal, I think that it needs, you know, if I haven't used it in the last year, then it either goes in, you know, goes into the clutter pile. And then there's various ways that you can break down your clutter pile, you know, whether you're going to donate things, where you want to donate it to, but it doesn't have to be difficult. You know, there are, that was another piece that I wanted to touch on. There are so many people in need, and there are plenty of organizations. You know, most people are familiar with the Salvation Army and Goodwill and maybe Purple Heart, but there are other organizations. I found an organization that I schedule the pickup right online from my computer. It literally takes me 2 minutes. I tell them where I want them to pick up the stuff, and they come. Usually, you know, I can pick the day between 8 and 5. I've used them multiple times in the past 6 months, and it's amazing. So, you know, just some other things about clutter. So, you know, why clear the clutter? I'm going to go back to that. It'll make you feel lighter. And, you know, it isn't just me as somebody who feels energy, even if you don't feel energy in that way. I have done this with students. I have done this with clients. You know, my husband, and I didn't even have to say anything to him. That's another thing. I just started clearing the clutter, and it's like when you start making positive changes in your life, you don't even need to tell anybody because they notice. And then it's like this positivity just catches on. And, you know, one of the last times I cleared some clutter, my husband joined right in, and I, like, got home from the gym one day, and he had, like, 6 garbage bags full of stuff he was going to donate right by the breezeway. And I was like, wow, that was awesome. You know, I didn't mention a thing to him. And my 6-year-old daughter, who at the time was only 5, said to me, oh, you know, I said, what are these pile of toys for, honey? And she said, oh, well, I wanted to donate them. This is my clutter. This is my clutter pile. And I was just like, wow. You know, it just goes to show the power of example. And, you know, just during family conversation of, you know, oh, okay, I'm doing this clutter clearing, and that was it. You know, it wasn't like, come on, do it with me. Although I am an advocate for doing this type of thing, especially if it seems daunting to you, doing it in pairs or in a group with people. It's just easier to hold each other accountable, and it's more fun, I think. So back to why you would want to clear clutter. You know, everything is energy, and when you've got yourself weighted down, you're keeping unnecessarily heavy, unnecessary heavy energy in your surroundings. And, you know, this is especially true if you're holding on to things that might have a negative charge to them. You know, maybe it's something, and, you know, this is a very personal thing. So if you are decluttering something that, you know, has significant value to you, I would say really meditate on it and don't tackle that first. You know, my advice is always to tackle the things that really don't have a lot of meaning, of emotional meaning, other than you know, they're just there and you have a pile of it and you just don't need it. You're not using it. You know, other people could use it and that's it. Yeah, so moving on from there, another benefit of decluttering, you're making space in your mind and in your life for new things to come in. And, you know, in terms of the mind, many, many great gurus and teachers and, you know, I really first got introduced to clutter clearing to clear your mind through Louise Hay. And she says, you know, in You Can Heal Your Life, which is one of my favorite books, and she's someone that has had the most influence on me personally, is to clean your closet out. Clean your closet out. And, you know, I did it and was like, wow. So if you're also, you know, if you're a creative, if you're in a creative profession, if you're a writer, if you're, you know, and really it's not even focused just on creatives. We're all creators. We're all co-creating our lives. So what happens when you do this is clearing clutter, it frees up this valuable real estate in your mind. So if you think of your mind as just this precious real estate, it is. It's like, what do you want to fill it with? Do you want to fill it with excess stuff that's weighing you down, you know, just random things all over the place, or, you know, worry thoughts, or because, you know, it's funny, even if you have things that clutter often will accumulate in places like basements or closets or spare rooms. I know I'm really guilty of that one. Before my daughter Reese was born, we had an extra bedroom in our old house. And that bedroom became the dropping off point for anything that came into the house that I didn't know where to put and or that didn't have a home or that I was like, okay, I'll get to this later. And I am not kidding you. I kept the door. I started closing the door after a while because I didn't want to look at the boxes there. It was like hurting me to look at it. And I closed the door. And I think it was like that for a year. Oh, you know what? And I just remembered, too, we never unpacked a lot of the boxes that were in there from when we had moved the year before. And it was like I closed the door. And every once in a while, I would have to go in there. And I would, like, shudder. And it was like I would feel this shame about it. And, you know, eventually I had to clean it out because Reese was coming. And fortunately for me, I had the nesting really kick in when I was pregnant with her. And I just got this, like, surge of energy for multiple weeks, I think. And my husband was out of town. But prior to that, I really had a lot of shame about this extra room and all the stuff that had piled up in there. And, you know, it's really interesting for me to look back on that now. That's not what clutter clearing is about, but I will tell you that it will set you free if you, you know, if maybe you have a spot like this that you're like, oh. And I remember one day just breaking down with my husband and being like, I am so ashamed of this room. I cannot believe I let it go to this. And I don't even know where to start. And just talking it out with somebody else was so helpful and such a great example of really decluttering my mind for that particular topic. Like, I needed to release that because it was just like building and building and building inside of me. And when it goes, you know, going back to this real estate of your mind, like, even everything has energy. So even if you can't see it, you're smart and your mind is very sharp and your mind knows that it's there. It's still there. There's still this little piece of it there. And the freedom that comes when you actually, like, you know, shed some light on it and go for it. And I will share with you that doing that room was not even 10% of what I thought it was going to be. I mean, I had this idea in my head that it was going to be this insurmountable project and I could never tackle it. And I have to tell you, it wasn't. It wasn't even 10%. It probably wasn't even 1% of what I had built it up to be. But one of the things that happens with procrastination is it becomes this huge weight. And it just grows bigger and bigger every day the more that you put it off. So, yeah, I'm thrilled to say that it, you know, what I did is the same thing I'm going to suggest to you today. You take it little by little. You break it down into very, very small increments. I was pregnant. I was nauseous. I was dizzy. I mean, I still did it. I did it. And I can't even tell you the feeling of relief that came. And also, just the amazing esteem that I built in confidence and just great feelings of positivity and just pride in myself of doing it. And then putting the whole room together, you know, her nursery. I mean, it was so wonderful. But it doesn't have to be some huge project, you know. It might be a room. It might be a closet. It might be a drawer, you know, if you're really on top of it. I mean, I'm really on top of it. And it's still happening because there are always new things coming into my life, always. And it's not going to end. That's that law of circulation that I was talking about. And I think, you know, another benefit of clearing clutter is that we are giving things away. You know, things that, let's say it's not stuff that's garbage. Let's say it's things that you're donating. I mean, think about how many people can benefit from what you are giving away. You know, it's like, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Or if you're not going to donate, if you're going to do a garage sale, you know, whatever it is, you're benefiting. Just think about all of the people that you would be impacting by clearing that clutter. And that's a little exercise that I give to people when they're afraid or fearful about doing things. And it's like, okay, you know, you recognize your fear, but let's think about the impact that you're going to have, you know, and that brings me to another benefit, which is self-love. When you're choosing to consciously spend time clearing out your environment so that you can live in a better, lighter, more positive space, whether it's, you know, the temple of your body, the temple of your mind, or your physical surroundings, you're really giving yourself an incredible gift of self-love. And, you know, self-love is one of my, it's just a top pillar for me of things, of ways to welcome and joy into one's life. And clutter clearing, believe it or not, it's a huge gift to yourself. You know, you're not just telling yourself you love yourself, you're showing yourself, you know, I love you so much that I am going to spend this time creating a beautiful living space so that the energy can flow freer and so that you can have a more happy and healthy life. So, you know, another benefit. So besides that, you know, you're doing that for yourself. Think about the impact that you would be having on your family. I mean, I know for me, when I'm in a more positive mood, I have an impact on everybody around me. Everybody is impacted by positivity. Everybody is impacted by, you know, healthiness and lightness and joy and just these feelings and emotions that are, you know, higher up on this energetic scale. So just think about what a better person you're going to be. And when you free yourself from clutter, you give yourself the gift of more energy because your energy isn't going to all of this stagnant stuff around you. You know, like I said, even if you can't see it, it's there and it's weighing you down. So it's like, give yourself the gift of that. Give yourself the gift of making space in your life, in your physical surroundings for new things to come in and in your mind. You know, this is something that I tell creative people. And like I said before, anybody, if you want to have new ideas, clean something out. Clean out a drawer. Clean out your car. Or if you can't do your car, clean out the center console in your car. Clean out your glove box. Clean out your purse. And I'm telling you, I've done this over and over, and I welcome in new things. I mean, it's fun. It's fun to just wait and watch. And I'm not saying to do it to bring new things into your life, because then you're having an expectation, and it probably won't come in that respect. But, you know, just do it with the idea that, you know what, I'm going to give a gift to myself. I'm important. I'm worth it. And I know it's going to positively affect the people around me. And you know what? When you do something positive and you positively affect the people around you, just because you're positive, just because you're in a better mindset to, you know, be more kind or smile at more people. I mean, I don't know about you, but when my energy is light and I'm joyful and in a great space, I'm smiling. I'm happy. And the little stresses of life, the little things, you know, school getting canceled or somebody getting sick or stubbing my toe or whatever it is, those things don't bother me as much because I'm almost in this, like, untouchable space. So you're giving a gift to other people by putting your best self forward. And then think about what those other people are going to do. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've sent just an email to someone saying thank you or smiling at people. And they're like, wow, you know, they're really surprised. And it's like, you made my day. You know, think about what that person's going to do when they have a little bit of lightness in their step. And it's like, when you get there, it really shrinks the fear down to size because it's so much bigger than you. It's so much bigger than you. And I know that if you're listening to the show, you're somewhat of a light worker and, you know, you're actively doing things to better yourself because you love yourself. Even if you don't tell yourself every day, I'm telling you, if you're listening to the show and if you listen to any of my shows, you love yourself. You care about yourself. You're resonating with this message because you know that you deserve it, and you do. And, you know, that's the key to it. So the next thing I want to talk about, you know, and I've gone into a lot of this already just in sharing, is, you know, where to start. So where do I start? And in order to avoid becoming overwhelmed with the clutter, my advice and what I've seen most people be the most successful with is just focus on one day. And I shared a little bit. I did a 9-day clutter clearing challenge earlier this year, and I'm sure I'll do it again. I'm sure I'll do it as part of the free 4-week course that I talked about, Getting Clear, which is going to be part of my Uplift Tribe membership group. And what we'll do is I got this from a spiritual teacher and Hay House radio host and author, Denise Lynn. And she does this 27 items a day for 9 days. And what happens by the end of the time is you've cleared just under 250 items in under 9 days from your environment. And it sounds like, whoa, you know, that's so much. And it is. But once you start doing it and you do it one day at a time, 27 items, it's not hard, guys. It's, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. And, you know, set your parameters before you start. I like to use the, you know, I love it, I need it, I use it rule within a year. So if I don't use it, if I don't love it, and if I haven't used it in a year, it goes out. You know, the exception is seasonal items or, I would say seasonal items or something that, you know, with my daughters. I have a second daughter, so I'm keeping the first daughter's clothes, and they're 4 years apart. The other one isn't going to use them, but I will tell you that we are using the clothes so far, so I plan on keeping those. You know, create a simple system. Trash, recycle, donate, or garage sale, if that's going to work. And, you know, I'm just going off a lot of the questions that I got when I ran the 9-day challenge, just from people asking questions. There's no magic system. You can make up your own system. Use whatever you want to use. If you want to use boxes, use boxes. If you want to use trash bags, use trash bags. I know I got a pack of file folder cardboard boxes from a warehouse store, and it was relatively cheap. You know, I always keep a donation bag, plastic garbage bag in my closet with a sticky note on it that says donate, always. It's there. Because when I'm going through my closet, it'll just hit me. It's like, oh, haven't worn that. You know, I haven't worn this shirt. It looked really cute on the hanger, and I thought I liked it, but you know what, I haven't worn it, and I'm not going to wear it. So, you know, it's like, if it's something like, well, I might wear that someday, you know, I toss it. I just toss it. If it's something that doesn't fit me anymore, I toss it. I can buy new stuff. Like, I deserve to buy new clothes, especially if I'm losing weight or doing something like that. I want to treat myself to new stuff. So, you know, that's my take on that. And then it's like, just do it. You know, get a timer, too, and make it fun. Put on your favorite music if you want to. If you want to get different color trash bags, if that'll make it fun for you. If you want to, like I said, hire it out. If you don't want to do it, hire it out. And if you want to get a friend, recruit a friend to do it with you. That always makes it so much more fun, you know, doing kind of a buddy system or doing some kind of a group. I know in the Facebook group we had tons of people, and people started posting pictures, and it was awesome. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. And, you know, keep your motivation up. I have a bunch of articles on my website that you can go and look at, because once you get through like day 3 or 4, you're gonna get through that the heavy hard stuff, and you're gonna be like, okay, what now? There's always more. There's always more. You know, the business cards I threw in that example. Purses are a great thing. Bathroom cabinets, and there are a ton more articles on my website that go into it. Oh, I just thought of some more. You know, half-finished projects or projects that you bought the materials for and never completed, anything that's broken or you have parts missing, unwanted gifts, you know, there's somebody out there that wants it. Letters, old cards. Oh, I had, like, old holiday cards that I was saving. I don't know why. Valentine cards, you know? I mean, it's like, just recipes for dishes that I'll never cook. Like, I hardly ever cook. I don't need these recipes. Expired coupons, you know, there's so many things. So what I want to invite you to do is I want to invite you to do a clutter clearing challenge. And what I would love to do is, if you're interested in entering for the 3-month free membership to my brand new Uplift Tribe, which is going to be a monthly thing, I would love to see a picture. Email me a picture of an area that you're going to declutter. I would love to see that and include your name and your, obviously I'll have your email address and email that I can reach you at. And I will pick the best one and give you 3 months free to my Uplift Tribe. So my email is jp@jamiepfeffer.com, jp@jamiepfeffer.com. And there is so much more that I can talk about on this topic. I didn't even really get into any of the clutter of the mind, and I will definitely do a part 2 to this. But before we go, I have one of my lovely friends and one of my students who went with me through my Uplift course. She is on the line with us today. Her name is Carol Gibson, and I brought Carol on today because I wanted her to share her experience of clearing clutter and just kind of talk about, you know, some of the things that went through her mind when she was taking the class with me when we did this whole week on releasing, of which clutter was a part of. And Carol's going to talk about that. And then she's also going to talk about some of the things that came into her life as a result of clearing clutter and just, you know, just some general thoughts on what it was like for her to do that. So, hi, Carol. Are you there?
Hi, Jamie. I've been listening.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm so thrilled to have you here today. And, yeah, why don't you just jump right in and tell our listeners just what it was like for you to go through that experience. Did you have any experience doing anything like that beforehand? And, you know, what it was like, and then what it was like for you afterward.
Well, I have to say that I had tried decluttering before. You know, I laugh and say, oh, you know, I'm at hoarder level 1, you know.
Right.
Because really, I felt challenged by accumulating a lot of things in my life. And so, you know, I've collected decluttering books. and never use them.
Right.
but with your challenge to our class, I really felt motivated to try to do something. And I know you gave us a choice between how many items we wanted to clear a day. And I think I took a low number, like 5 or 10. But it really motivated me, okay, you know, I'm going to start with recycling because that's important to me. I do get overwhelmed with the paper. I don't want to just throw it out. So, you know, I made a conscious decision daily. Okay, I'm going to put this, you know, I'm going to put the plastic things here. I'm going to put the paper things here. And it just made it a lot easier to do it every day. Excuse me. And then also, I looked at my email box, and that is a place where I can easily feel overwhelmed. And just, you know, every day I went through a certain amount of emails and just made a decision. And some things I just said, I'm not reading these, so I'm going to unsubscribe.
Right.
And, you know, that was another easy thing to do. I could feel myself, my mind getting lighter and clearer because, you know, it's not like, oh, my God, I've got to read my email and what is in the inbox, you know. It was just, it was kind of fun, too. It's like, oh, this feels good. I'm deleting, deleting, deleting. And then it was so much easier to go back and visit my emails without the dread.
Great. That's fantastic. Awesome.
And yeah, and then by doing that, actually, two things, you know, sometimes I would overlook emails because I had so many.
Right.
And so, you know, then I could clearly see what I needed to focus on. But even better was that things started coming to me, positive things started popping up in my life in the most unexpected ways and times. Job opportunities, you know, I got a 3-month gig when
Wonderful.
I started decluttering. You know, another area of my life I wanted to focus on was, you know, dating, getting out there. I started getting calls for dates. I mean, who would have thought that would have been connected, but the energy, it increased my energy, and I think, you know, that transmitted out into the world and made me perhaps more approachable. I don't know. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, we talked about that vibrational scale, this energetic scale in the class in Uplift, and, you know, when you raise your energy, you raise your frequency by releasing energy that's holding you down, what happens is you move yourself up the scale, and, you know, the lighter emotions are at the top of the scale, and that's where you want to be. I mean, that's where synchronicity happens. You know, if you've ever been in the flow of life or everything just seems to be working out for you, you know, miraculously, or you're thinking about something and then all of a sudden the person calls, you know, that type of thing.
Absolutely.
It's harder to access that when you're in the lower energy frequencies. And by the lower energy frequencies, I know, Carol, you know this, but I don't know if all the listeners do. You know, the lower energy frequencies are, you know, anger and fear and worry and overwhelm and those types of things. You know, if you think about it and you think about the last time you were there, you probably weren't experiencing much synchronicity. You know, but when you, when you release that negative energy, you raise your vibration, and when you raise your vibration, you get into these higher levels, and that's when you can access things like joy and peace and gratitude and, you know, things like that. So that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful. So thank you so much, Carol. And I understand, you know, you took the class with me quite a few months ago, but it sounds like you just recently started clutter clearing again.
I did. I got a card from Easter Seals, and I said, okay, you know, I'm going to make sure I'm ready. And also, Jamie, I wanted to just point out quickly that you know, like you say, sometimes when the energy stops flowing, I could kind of feel that, you know, and I wanted to do something differently. And I knew that I was hanging on to energy and emotion around my college-age daughter, who is, she's launched, she's out of the nest, she has a job, she has a life that she enjoys, and here I am living around all her teenage items.
Wow.
So, you know, I just had to really come to the idea, and I think probably meditation helped with that. She may not be living in this space again. She may visit, but she probably won't be living here. So what am I doing hanging on to all these items and feeling bad, you know? So I got rid of a lot of things when that Easter seal truck rolled up. So and I feel good. I feel good.
Great. Yeah, you sound great. So that's wonderful. And then you just had another great thing happen in your life, right?
Well, I'm not sure which one you're referring to. I know I just this morning, Jamie, it's crazy. Just this morning, I looked at Facebook and somebody that I used to work with was looking for people to work with him again. And I just love this guy. And I just thought, wow, thank you, universe.
Yeah.
You know, this might be an opportunity here.
Yeah. And you know what? Thank you to thank yourself, because by doing that clutter clearing, you've made the space to bring that into your life. You really did. And that's what it does. I mean, that's how powerful it is. I know with me, it's happened again and again. I was just doing it a couple weeks ago, and I got two brand new clients. I got two brand new clients, and, you know, it's amazing. A couple months ago that I did it, I ended up getting the most lucrative opportunity in my business so far, you know, and I did a huge clutter clearing, and then, you know, it was just like, there it was. And, you know, it's still magical and surprising and just delightful when it happens. But it's like, I am so happy that I did that, and I am so happy that I didn't let that fear control me or tell me that this is too hard or, you know, I can't do this or I should be ashamed of this stuff or, you know, whatever it is. Because, you know, everybody has, well, I can only speak for myself, but like I said, you know, things get busy. And there are places in our lives that are often like little drop-off points, you know, and stuff starts getting amassed. And it's like, it's okay. You know, it happens to everybody, and there is a way out, and you can do it, and you can start it today by just taking one small action. You know, we're running out of time here, but really quick, I wanted to share, there's something called the Kaizen Way, and it is, I believe it's out of Japan. I think it's out of Japan, and it talks about just a very, very simple action that you can take. So if you're going to start, like, flossing your teeth, for example, You don't go at like, okay, I'm going to floss my whole mouth. You go at, I'm going to floss one tooth today. Because, you know, everybody can do that. So, and a lot of the time, I think what happens is that the person ends up flossing half their mouth or their whole mouth. Because, you know, you do the one thing and you feel so good that you do more. And it's the same thing with clutter clearing. I cannot tell you how many people I, like, had this little group with that came on after the 9 days and said, I love this. I'm still doing this. And I can't, you know, some of those people were people that were like, I feel scared about this, you know, because clearing clutter is ultimately releasing. And that can be scary sometimes, you know. It can be scary to let go of things, especially if there's an emotional attachment to it. But, so I'm going to wrap up. I just want to say again, it was such a pleasure to be with you here today. I love having this show, and I love having you listen. I have the best listeners, and if you want to enter the contest, it's jp@jamiepfeffer.com, and I hope you all have a fabulous day.